From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Earlier today, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told owners of recalled Toyotas to keep them in the garage until they get fixed.
Stop driving it, take it to the Toyota dealer, because they believe they have the fix for it.
Now, LaHood is hastily correcting what he said. LaHood says he misspoke when saying earlier owners should not drive. Instead, he says they should take their cars to Toyota dealerships for repairs and advice. Toyota is recalling more than 5 million vehicles because of two separate problems with gas pedals. LaHood said the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will investigate electronic systems on the Toyota fix.
It's up to us to tell them if we think that their solution is not correct, and now we'll be doing investigations and studying the electronic part of it.
LaHood also plans to call Toyota President Akio Toyoda about the matter. The Nigerian man accused of trying to bomb a U.S. jetliner on Christmas Day is again talking with investigators. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab has revealed names and locations of certain al-Qaeda training centers he reportedly visited on a trip to Yemen. When he was first detained, Abdulmutallab answered questions, but he was warned his statements could be used against him legally, and he stopped cooperating. The FBI then brought in members of Abdulmutallab's family to speak with him. They persuaded him to cooperate again. The petroleum and trucking industries are asking a federal court to block California's landmark measure for cleaner-burning low-carbon fuels. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in Fresno by the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association and the American Trucking Association. It's the third suit filed in the past 2 months challenging the regulations which were adopted last year. Beginning in 2011, the standard requires refiners, companies that blend fuel, and distributors to gradually increase the cleanliness of the fuel they sell in California. The plaintiffs charged state regulators violated federal measures regarding interstate commerce and adopted rules that favor biofuels produced in California. The groups also contend the new regulations will drive up the cost of fuel for consumers. An executive with the California Air Resources Board refuted the plaintiffs' contention that fuel prices would increase and called the legal action shameful. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Illinois voters chose party candidates in the state's primary election yesterday. Incumbent Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is leading his Democratic opponent Dan Hines slightly. Hines will not concede the race. As for Republican gubernatorial candidates, there is a three-way tie. This is among state senators Bill Brady and Kirk Dillard and businessman Andy McKenna. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 31 points at 10,264. The Nasdaq is down 3 points. It's at 2187. You're listening to NPR News. A Moroccan man has been denied French citizenship when it became known he forced his French wife to wear a full-length face-covering veil in public. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports it's the latest incident stoking a debate in France over religious expression, women's rights, and national identity.
The French immigration minister says the man's behavior and attitudes go against the country's principles of secularism and women's rights. Prime Minister François Fillon spoke about the case on French radio.
This man believes in the total separation of the sexes, including his own sons and daughters at home, and he refuses to shake women's hands. There is just no place for that in France.
Fillon favors a complete ban on the face-covering veil, known as the burqa or niqab, in public. The debate has been raging in France for the last 6 months. A French parliamentary commission recommends banning the veil only in public buildings and transport. The Catholic Archbishop of Paris opposes any ban. He says it would lead to the infringement of Christians' rights in majority Muslim countries. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The International Criminal Court will reconsider a genocide charge against Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir. A lower court ruling last year declared the judges erred when they did not indict al-Bashir on the genocide charge. He's already facing accusations of crimes against humanity for his actions in Darfur. The residents there have been murdered, tortured, raped, and forced to flee. Western countries say Iran is stalling with its latest offer to send uranium out of the country for enrichment. It's similar to what the United Nations is already demanding Iran do. The U.S. State Department says Iran should just accept the original plan advanced by the United Nations. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.